The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Relax.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to the final segment, what I call the podcast segment of the Jay Garvin Show. And today's subject has been a concern for Colorado. We see consumer spending and confidence for the first time fell this summer, but now it's on the rebound. We saw a new governor in Colorado that has done some progressive things with education. All-day kindergarten added for just the small price of $175 million a year. And then we've seen, of course, Senate Bill 181, which is the new energy bill that's affecting the oil and gas industry that mainly is directly related to the Grand Junction and the Western Slope and Weld County, but it trickles down and affects the rest of the state. On top of that, we're seeing a record median home price in the Pikes Peak region of $332,000. Is that reason for excitement or should there be concern? We've also got the lowest jobless rate reported down to 3.5%, and we're now attracting more young professional workers than ever in the history of El Paso County. So all of those things are very important, but what does it mean to you, the consumer? First of all, I want you to know that you can come to me for advice and to have some questions answered. Just go to churchillcolorado.com and say, Jay, I want to find out exactly what I should do with my family during my next home purchase. Jay, is this the time to refinance? Jay, is this the time to sell my house? Or even, is this the time to say, you know what? House prices are going up 10% a year. Is this the time that I should consider exiting the traditional stock market and go into a more conservative investment like real estate? Our stock market has been like a roller coaster over the last 2 weeks. We've had 700 points lost in a day. Then we're up 500 points. Just this last week, we had 800 points lost in the market in one single day. And my advice to you would be this. The more you focus on your individual spending and your individual budget, the more protection and insulation you'll have from any shift in the market. There is a 65% chance, and I did a radio show on this, the looming recession. There's a 65% by December of this year, we're going to be in a mild financial recession. I think it's going to be similar to like 1999 when all of the dot-coms went into be the dot-bombs and we went into a light financial stock market recession and it didn't affect real estate at all. We certainly are not going to go into a recession. I guarantee it. If this happens, you call me, I'll give you $1,000. And when you call, when it doesn't happen, you give me $500 that we're not going to see any adjustment, let alone significant adjustment in home values if any recession hits in the next 18 months. And that's because over the last 10 years since Dodd-Frank in 2009, we have had ironclad mortgage qualification requirements. And in 2004 through 2006, acquiring a mortgage became so easy that you literally could breathe fog onto a mirror, and that equated a loan approval. You had no income, no assets, you had stated, you had liars, you had all of these loans that were out of control. And today, if you don't have good credit, good capacity to earn, and good collateral as equity or down payment, or at least a VA program that exempts you from a down payment, you're not going to buy a house. And the things that I want to talk with you in the last 5 minutes is, how do these concerns within Colorado specifically affect you and your budget? And the big takeaways are that we're going to have election cycles and switch and changes in the political environment every 2 to 4 years from now until the foreseeable future because our country's becoming more polarized, not less. Well, Colorado, I am predicting, is going to have a fall in the ranking economically because of some of the legislation that our Denver, Capitol, and Governor have put into place. Senate Bill 181 certainly isn't going to help energy growth. At best, we're going to stay level, but indications already show that the economy in North Denver and the Western Slope are going to be dramatically changed because we have predictions right here saying that there's a 53% decrease in the investment and the money within the Denver Metro, the Weld County, for oil. 53% of the money is flowing out of the state to places like North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas, where there's not restrictions on the oil and gas industry. Now, we do have some positives. We have industry growing in El Paso County and in Pueblo County. Right here's a statement from the Rocky Mountain Steel. There's a warning that says that Senate Bill 181 is going to affect the price of their steel and their ability to export out of the state. Great Western Oil and Gas, the largest private entity pursuing oil and gas and fracking, states that their investment is down 53% for cash flow coming into their ventures. He said they're just simply going into Oklahoma, into the Dakotas, and into Wyoming and Dallas and Houston and throughout Texas. So only time will tell, but those disadvantages and those concerns for Colorado can be positive for El Paso County because a lot of businesses, a lot of professional entrepreneurs, a lot of the venture capital is flowing into El Paso County where there's less effect with the oil and gas industry. There's more things growing with cybersecurity. We've got a conservative city government and county government that is countering. You look at other cities like Boise, Grand Rapids, San Diego, all that also have conservative city councils and mayors that their revenue, their jobless rate, and their productivity is changing for the better. So it's a very, very good time to park your money in El Paso County and Pikes Peak region. So how do you do that? And I'll tell you one way, real estate. I got in the air in 2012 and I encouraged you, I implored you as a radio listener to invest in real estate. I would tell you to do it now. Single family homes and townhomes that you bought for $180,000 in 2012 are now $310,000. I just went under contract on a house that I bought for $385,000 in 2012, Matt. It just went under contract for $535,000, $150,000 in 7 years. That's over 6% a year. I thought I had a big head and had gold hinges and nails and thought I could get 625, but I'm whistling all the way to the bank at $535,000. You can do the same. God is no respecter of individuals. You can have the exact same blessings that I can. So in the end of the podcast, I'll tell you, call me at 719-330-1457 and go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters. Not the economy, not the concern for Colorado, not even the mortgage, just the loved ones around you. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose in life, pray to God that he deliver it to you, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener, the podcast listener, someone that I would put effort and emotion into every single week because you help me become a better person through teaching. So call me at 330-1457 and go sign up for my investment property class. That's the third Tuesday. The third Tuesday of September, September 17th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You'll want to be there. That's going to be the last investment property class this year. $95 value for you. It's for free. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. Sign up for the investment class and let me help you with your next purchase or refinance loan. Tune in next week when we cover a deeper subject, Fed's funky forecast, right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Breakdown.
Go ahead.